views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sty Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sty's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. It's a new Thursday, and welcome to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me, folks. Artie's going to be a little bit late today, but have no fear. He will be here. We have a really nice show for you this week, and our two topics today are appreciation. And I think sometimes, you know, when you say thank you to somebody, does it really hit home? Or when you say thank you in other ways, like how about I'm there for you when I need you, or just as a random kind act to do for that person, that's a thank you also. And we're gonna discuss that today, appreciation and acknowledgement. How long does that go? You know what I mean? How far does a thank you go? And sometimes we say thank you with our mouths and not our hearts, you know, folks? So anyway, our second topic today is having an open mind. And will it leave you endless opportunities? Now, that's also a very good topic because, yes, when you do, for me anyway, when you have an open mind, you're leaving yourself out there to not think within the box, to think out of the box, and to really motivate you to do something else. So we've got some really good topics today, folks, and I hope that you'll have as good a show as we're going to have by listening. And also, if you'd like a reading with King Arthur, as we call him around here, or if you'd like a reading privately with myself, I will give you those two numbers. Brian, could you give me the station number, sweetheart? Also, if you'd like to call in and get a free mini reading, we would love to hear from you. Or if you'd just like to join our topic and just get into the debates that we're going to have about them or the way we'd like to project them, just give us a call. My telephone number for a reading is 908-500-1474. Artie's number is, let me see if I can do this correctly, it's 877-ANGEL-02. And you can have an amazing reading from Artie. He's very good, folks, and you'll really enjoy that. The station number, that's the thing. As soon as Brian puts that number up, we will go ahead and give you that number. So it's been a really pretty quiet week. We had a lot of fun. Oh, here comes the number now, and then we'll get back to the week. 1-800-930-2819. That's the studio number. If you'd like to call in for a mini reading or just to get involved with our topics, your choice. But give us a call. You'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy reading you too, folks. Yeah, we had a pretty good week this week, and the weather out here in New Jersey has been absolutely beautiful, and that always makes it really nice. The rain's been down to a minimum, which I like, but you know, we do need, of course, rain because things get too dry and everything will die and the lawns get terrible. But anyway, we have had a little bit of rain, but not too much. This week's been amazing. Yesterday, Artie, myself, his girlfriend, and my husband, we all went out to a comedy club, folks. It was something done as a benefit for a fella who had a stroke. And God bless him. You know, he needs the help right now. And we all joined in and attended this amazing benefit for him. And it was really, really funny. I mean, we laughed all night. There was three or four amazing comedians that were a lot of fun. And then, of course, it had beautiful music. Folks, there was a young boy there. He was no older than 14 years old. And when God gives you a gift, I'm telling you, he gives you a gift. This kid of no older than 14 was belting out songs on a guitar I haven't heard in my life. So talented, so musically talented, unbelievable. And he had a beautiful voice, like an angel. And it was really nice. We had a great time. Then after that, we went for, you know, some coffee and a bite to eat. And we had a great night. It was a great Wednesday, get over the hump night kind of thing. You know, it was really fun. And it's something that's nice for you guys if you're having a really mundane kind of week and you're just going through the steps that you always go through each and every week and it's getting a little boring. In the middle of the week, plan yourself something to do. It doesn't have to be expensive and it doesn't have to be like really far away. Just go out and have a little fun. It really breaks up the week, guys. It's really a lot. And I didn't even realize how much fun it would be. Excuse me. Because, you know, when you're in your everyday life, everything always pops up at the last minute. But if you say to yourself, you know what, I'm just going to give myself a few hours on a Wednesday night and devote that to my psyche and just to my spirit and just break things up, just shake up the balls a little bit, you'll see what a difference it makes. It kind of gets you over the Wednesday hump, you know? And just attending, we were like kind of, oh, we have to go, but, you know, it's in the middle of the week and it's going to, you know, interfere. I'm going to be tired. You always have an excuse. I was coming up with a million excuses. I'm sure Artie was. But you know what? We just put all that aside for the sake of the benefit. And the benefit was for us, really, because it really gave us a nice boost in the middle of the week to get through the rest of the week. And today was an amazing day, too. Today was just amazing. I got to do a few readings today early on, and they were just amazing. It's so wonderful, the profession that I'm in, and it's hard to explain, but I'll tell you this. It really is a very gratifying experience to live each day for me because I'm able to help so many. And, you know, I'm not blowing my own horn or tooting my own horn. What I'm trying to bring out to you guys is when you do something for someone, sometimes you don't realize the effect it has on them. And, you know, being that I do this every day, I sometimes lose sight of that myself. And when you get that reaffirming answer or those reaffirming, assuring words of how much you've helped me, that to me is worth everything. It's so amazing. And I got a lot of that today, and I was really grateful, very grateful, because I do lose sight of how I'm helping others, you know? And I'm helping myself in the same way because, you know, when you're a kid and you're looking at your mortality, which you rarely do, you think to yourself, you know, everybody, these are just pretty words, that there's heaven and these are just nice way to look at death, that we go someplace else, but it's not true. Until I really, really turned on my gift that I had from birth, until I did that, folks, nobody's really sure. I know I wasn't really 1,000% sure. Even though I was speaking in spirit, there was always that modicum of doubt. Since I have been speaking to spirit every single day and have been knowing things that I could never know and helping other people out with, you know, connecting with their loved ones and helping their loved ones give advice to them directly, it has been so rewarding and it has affirmed my belief and it should affirm your belief, guys, of another place we go to when it's our final hours here on earth. And I'll tell you, there's so many ways to look at what I just said. There's one way is, you know, it's very nice. Yes, we're going to go to heaven. Are we going to go to heaven? Or is that a fairy tale? Absolutely not. It's absolutely not a fairy tale. You truly go to another place, folks. And that, like I said, to me, was very, it was very comforting to know that. And some people look at it with absolute and total belief. Oh, just like, oh, are you kidding? Absolutely. But we'll get back to that topic in a few minutes, folks. We're going to take a little station break right now, a little commercial, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The Ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Past your window last night, I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try. Just
That was a great song, Brian. Thank you.
I like that song, too. You know what her real name is?
No.
Oh, Melanie Safka.
Really?
Yuppers. She had this one.
I remember that song when I was young.
And then Lay Down Candles. That's her other song.
That's amazing.
All right, now I'm going to let you talk and do what your thing.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for playing that. That was great. I really enjoyed it. Boy, folks, that brought back some nostalgia for me. I remember when I was a kid listening to that song. And I enjoyed it then, and I certainly enjoy it now. So on that note, that's appreciation. I appreciate that a lot, Brian. And I would like for you to acknowledge that by some nice words that I have to tell you. You've always been really good to us, and you've been a great asset to our show. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot to me. Your kindness means a lot, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetie. You know, you guys don't get to see what goes on behind the scenes, but believe it or not, there's a lot to make us sound good, and there's a lot of different things that the guys behind the scene, they're like unsung heroes. They really get us out there and get us to millions and millions of people. So we're very grateful to them for that, and they never get enough thank you. But thanks, Bri. You've been great. So before we start talking about appreciation and acknowledgments, although I just acknowledged and appreciate Brian, I would like to read you some numbers if you'd like to call into the studio. If you'd like to be a part of our show and call in, join in the topic, or get a free little mini reading with Artie or myself, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to get an amazing Scud Missile reading with Artie, you'll have, believe me, folks, you'll love it. And Artie has a lot of charisma as well, so everything that your loved ones will be telling him, you'll be enjoying. And his number is 877-ANGELS-02. Look at that number. I don't know how he got that. Who did he pay off? Well, I'll tell you, folks, if you'd like a reading with myself, and I'm Sky, my number is 1-800, I can't even remember my own number. It's 1-908-500-1474. And you have a really good reading if you'd like it psychically, or if you'd like to connect with a loved one, it's your choice. And whichever way you'd like it, we can give it. All right, so one of our topics today is appreciation. You know, we go through life every day with so many people doing things for us that we're not even aware that they're doing. But a lot of people, you know, step out of their comfort zone or try to put their own things aside to help us. And even though it seems like they're not really doing anything, they really are. And sometimes we lose sight of that. And it is really nice once in a while to acknowledge and to show appreciation for those people that very unselfishly make our lives easier. You know, even as far as the people at the grocery store, how many times did you say thank you to somebody inadvertently for making sure that there was enough bags at the vegetable counter? You know, that's always a pet peeve of mine. You go up to pick your fresh vegetables and those plastic bags, there's never enough of them. There is somebody behind the scenes actually stocking those bags. So how many times have you like just stopped and said thank you to somebody for that? I know I haven't. And that's really something we should be more mindful of, you know, saying thank you to other people. And, you know, it goes a long way, folks. It really goes a long way. The other day, my daughter, she just sounded very nervous and high-strung over the phone. So I said to her, Lisa, why don't you drop the kids over my house and take a break? Have a break. Well, I didn't do it for thank you. I didn't do it for any particular reason, except she felt, to me, a little stressed out. So I figured she is a single mom, and I will go ahead and help her out. So I did. And the answer I got to her was absolutely astonishing to me. She was so grateful and acknowledged to me her thanks beyond anything I would have ever thought. And that made me feel really good. And I didn't do it for thank you, and I didn't do it for an acknowledgement. I just did it casually to get her a little break, you know? But it meant so much to her. Because, like I said, she is a mom by herself. She works like crazy. She comes home, she prepares dinner, she does homework for three little girls. So that's a lot. That's so much. And being that she's alone, nobody's there to say, lend a hand or give her a kind word or, you know, children, of course, but they're on a child's level. So just by me saying to her, why don't you drop the kids off and why don't you go have yourself a little fun time? And not only tonight, but you could leave them for the weekend. She went over the moon. And it made me feel really good that she acknowledged to me how much she appreciated something that I really enjoyed myself. But to her, it was the end of all end. She was so grateful to me. And that's what I'm getting at. Sometimes you do things for people, you don't even realize how much they appreciate it. Or sometimes they do things for you, and you don't realize that they're going out of their way to make your life a little bit more comfortable or a little bit happier, you know? And we have our star of the show who just entered the studio. Hi, sweetie.
How you doing?
I'm good. I was just
talking. Hello, everybody. What were you just talking about?
I was just talking about acknowledgement and how far it goes. Like, I was just explaining to the audience about when I just out of nowhere, Lisa called me, and that's my oldest daughter, and she had a little stress in her voice. Mm-hmm. So I asked her if she'd like to drop the children off for the night. And I says, in fact, leave them for the weekend. Mm-hmm. She came back at me with the most amazing gratitude. I mean, she says, Mom, that was the nicest thing ever anybody could have ever done for me, because I really am a little bit stressed out. Me not realizing how much that meant to her, and her acknowledging her thanks went such a long way with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's the number one thing that people appreciate more than anything else is at their jobs or anywhere is appreciation.
And I appreciate the coffee.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Now, it's true. When you're at a job, when somebody is being acknowledged for the good job that they do, and, you know, because a lot of people put in a lot of extra time and a lot of extra effort, think heads up. And it's very easy to take advantage of someone who does so much for you or for the company. And unfortunately, corporate America expects even more and expects even more.
Yes.
And it really sucks that, you know, companies or certain people are like this. And when they see that you could do the job of two or three people,
they push you.
They push you even harder. So if you could do this, then you could do that. And it's like, it's just, you know, it's just very agitating.
Right. Like I was explaining to the folks, how many times have you said thank you to the guy who just keeps the plastic bags available for you at the vegetable counter?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, we overlook that because it's such an everyday mundane thing.
Right.
But really, there's somebody going out of their way to do that for you.
Yeah.
You know? And I never express my thanks to that. And we forget sometimes that, you know, there are people doing that kind of stuff. And you know, some folks, we should be very grateful, and I'll tell you why, that machinery is not taking over their jobs. Because now we have a whole nother ball game about how people are being eliminated in the workplace due to machines taking over their jobs.
It's interesting. One of my favorite stories in the whole world. Oh, crap. We got to go to a commercial break.
Already?
We're almost at that time. But I got to tell you, one of the most it has to do with Mr. Hershey, the guy who started Hershey Bars. I heard this story about him, and I was absolutely flabbergasted by his, what a generous, awesome person.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Cool. So, all right, so we'll do that on the break.
On the break. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone help, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. With Artie and Sky, you're with the dynamic duo, Angels and Answers.
Ta-da.
And let me tell you something. I got to give you the best piece of advice ever. Don't ever go shopping when you're hungry, because you're going to buy a lot more crap than you need.
What did you buy?
Always.
What did you buy?
I don't know. I just couldn't stop buying crap that I didn't need. I mean, I'll eat it, but when you're hungry, you're buying everything.
Yes.
You're even taking stuff out of other people's carts. If it looks better than your stuff, you're taking it out. Sorry, when they're not looking, blame it on the kid. Threw their stuff and my stuff.
Oh, I didn't realize that was your wagon. Oh.
I didn't realize that was your good and fruities.
What
the hell?
Damn.
You know?
Speaking about food, you were going to get back to that Hershey guy.
Oh, yeah. This is a really great story as far as being very genuine. I've told this story actually a few times, but I never get sick of telling it. It's a true story. So at one time when Hershey was searching the lands in other countries, so he could grow his, I was about to say cocaine, sugar cane.
Had a mouthful of coffee.
That's why his bars were selling like crazy.
He almost wore that coffee.
It's called the Happy Bar.
Oh, I'm
the Happy Bar.
Oh, hey.
Cocaine, sugar cane, it's all good.
It's all good.
There you go. So he's searching the lands for his, you know, in other countries to grow his sugar cane. And so when he got back to his factory in America, he said to his manager, he goes, "What's with this large machine?" And he says, this machine does the work of 100 people. He says, we let them go. And this machine does the work of 100 people and saves us a lot of money. He goes, "Get this machine out of my shop and bring back those 100 people."
Oh, that's beautiful.
True story.
Oh, my gosh. Is it really?
True story, yeah.
God bless him.
Hershey, Mr. Hershey was a very big-time humanitarian, and
beautiful
he supported
story.
All the kids with the school. He paid, I think, if I'm not mistaken, paid for their college. If you work for him full-time, he would help pay for your college education. And he was a great, great humanitarian, Mr. Hershey.
That's amazing.
That just so inspired me when I heard that many years ago. And I never forgot that. And so, you know, yeah, it's nice to save money, but.
I don't mean to cut you off. You think about that, what he did so many years ago. Imagine the foresight he saw had to see that these machineries would someday take the jobs away from people. Can you imagine?
And you know what? And then the government has the nerve to like farm out everything else.
Yeah.
The government does everything it can to take away from the people and take away the benefits.
And this is
the government that's supposed to support America.
And love us. And this is our free country.
And this is our free country. And now it's for the big people, by the big people. And Donald Trump is going to be speaking tonight, which I want to see.
Yes.
Like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Hopefully like around, Channel 5 or something like that.
Fox.
So listen to Donald Trump.
You know, guys, he does sound radical. I have to admit it. But when you think about
he's
the people's people. He's the people's man.
Yeah.
He's all about the people. He's for the people. He's lived a meager life and he's lived a rich life. Okay? He knows the up and downs. He's a regular Joe off the street. He is really the voice of America.
And you want to know something, when you get to be that big, you're not going to be the nicest person to every single person. It's as simple as that. There are definitely people who have been 100% screwed over by Donald Trump through his actions or him claiming bankruptcy and not claiming responsibility and stuff like that. But at the same token, you can't take someone's arrogance or ignorance, whatever you want to call it. We'll call it arrogance because he is a businessman.
Yes.
And but he manifests. He says something has to get done. He's going to get it done, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a radical change. And he's got to do 1,000%, if not 10,000% than Obama.
How about 100,000?
Yeah, he just not a big fan. I can't. The time November cannot happen fast enough to get Obama out. It cannot happen fast enough.
I hate to say it, but, you know, he might be the greatest person socially.
Who?
But as a president, he sucks.
Oh, what, Obama?
Obama.
Oh, he's a very good speaker. That's it.
That's about all.
But there's nothing behind him. There's nothing behind him.
Promised us so much and gave us nothing.
0% a smile.
And I'm guilty of it, too. I believed him the first time.
He talks. He talks like unbelievable. And when you ask him a question, he never answers the question. He always answers. He skates around it.
Yes.
He never hits you right between the eyes with an answer.
Absolutely.
He's a jackass. There is nothing about him that I appreciate. There's nothing.
I know.
There's nothing about him I appreciate.
I do like his shirt.
Yeah, he dresses very well. Right.
But no, Artie's right, folks. You know, we want somebody in office that comes from the streets. Because in the streets, it's where it's happening.
Who's a people person.
Yeah, we need a people person in there who really knows the trials and tribulations of a family that we go through all the time. It's not always peaches and cream here. It's not always peaches and cream for my family. We're up, we're down, we're up, we're sideways. I mean, you know, for the last 44 years, my husband and I haven't had 1 year of not having to break our you-know-whats to make a living.
Yeah.
As well as everybody else I know.
Well, the government set you up to lose.
Yes.
Because if you play by the extreme rules of the government, they cut you off at the kneecaps.
Yes.
Where you can't make a living or where
right.
you have to be dependent. And then, you know, as far as all the benefits and stuff like that, it's not a very well rounded, organized foundation.
Right.
You know, the people get screwed because they're not getting the insurance or they're not getting the treatment that they need to get
right.
taken care of. And it's unfortunate. It really is. It's very unfortunate. And then you have the doctors who have to work harder because they're not allowed to make as much money for their time because of, you know, they have to take
a certain percentage.
They're only allowed so much money per
right.
patient, and yet they
by
have
the
to
government.
See so many people.
Right.
And then they have to wait for the money, and it's terrible.
I don't understand, Artie, why the government puts the average Joe in such a compromising situation always. Why? Why? Now, the rich have all kinds of loopholes and benefits to get through. Everything. It's always for the rich. The poor jerk who works every day gives at least 45% to the government. And look, I am all for doing my share and giving what's deserved and, you know, to help with roads. And our tax dollars are being
You
rich.
Need it.
You,
need you 100%
absolutely.
Need the money to keep
I'm
everybody
all
going.
All for that. I'm all for that. We all need to pitch in and help, and that's through our taxes. I'm all for that. The thing that I'm not for is when somebody makes umpteen million dollars a year and doesn't have to pay as much as I do, or you do. Our percentages are higher. And I'm not talking physical money. I'm talking about the percentage or the tax bracket they get themselves into because of all the loopholes that they can take.
Oh, it's tremendous.
It's
tremendous.
It's
when you
terrible.
Know how to play the game and play the system.
Right.
Or somebody who makes ultra millions of dollars. And then they give the corporations like all these tax breaks
yes.
where they don't have to pay taxes just to get the jobs in
yes.
or whatnot. So, but and it stings. So they say, oh, so we'll go to a different country or whatever.
Exactly. And that's what bothers me. These big businesses are going out of the United States to other foreign lands, making them superpowers. And we are stuck with our fingers up our butt. And hoping to God that we could survive another year.
All right, everyone, stick around because we got to go for a break and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Something right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. So yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found out you're a selfish man, and your friends, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Cause I don't think that I can take anymore. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yeah. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
Welcome hey. Back, everybody. Oops.
Yeah, welcome back. Go ahead.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello. Angels and Answers.
All right, listen, I made a promise to Allison. We were going to send out for everybody who...
Hi, Al.
Whoever had... everybody who has it within their heart, within their soul, to be able to send out a beautiful, loving Reiki energy to a wonderful, beautiful person by the name of Shirley Bunting. She could really use your prayers and your love and your healing energy. She's had a really strong bout that she's slowly overcoming. I believe it's dealing with cancer within the head. And I apologize if I'm wrong. I think that's it, though. But or I'll make the corrections
really
later.
Well, it doesn't matter. She needs your help. She needs your prayer.
For herself and for her family.
Yes.
So if you could find it within your heart and within your prayers to send out, you know, loving, healing energy to Shirley Bunting, it would make a big difference. And actually, she did mention the fact that it really did, last time I did ask, for prayers and healing,
yes.
That there was a significant difference within her results.
Yes.
And
you guys really make a difference.
You make it happen. You make it rock.
You don't realize it.
So keep it going. And yesterday, we went to a comedy club.
I know. I was telling them.
It was the four of us.
Before we get on to that, if we could just continue with the prayers. I have one thing to ask.
Sure.
I just ask if all of you out there would please put your good affirmations, your good love and prayers into my dog, Harley, who is suffering with osteomyeloma, which is a bone cancer. And he's a big guy. And he's really, I can see it's taking its toll on him, guys. But like Artie said, when you do get together and collectively pray, it really makes a difference. And if you could just pray one of two things, that either my son, Michael, who is in spirit already, comes and gets him right away, or that he's healed. Either one. But just to keep him out of pain. So if you could please just give your love and prayers for Harley, I would be so grateful to you. I can't even say thank you enough. Go ahead.
Okay. So our original topic was about showing appreciation. And sometimes it's wonderful to show appreciation when the other person is not expecting it. Mm-hmm. And you just do something very genuine just to let the person know that you're acknowledging their efforts.
Yes.
And their love and everything. And, you know, when you do that for people, it really, it warms their heart. It makes them feel good. It makes them want to do more for you.
Yes.
And people perform much better and will be giving you more time, more energy, more of everything when you are showing appreciation and gratitude,
yes,
and acknowledgement. And it really does. It makes it feeds the soul and the human spirit. And, you know, for those of you, I feel sorry for everyone who bust their ass, whether it be for their spouse or their partner in life, for work, and you're not getting reciprocated. This is something that you have to reevaluate within yourself. As far as, you know, do you keep on going? You know, some people are stuck in a situation, but at the same token, you need to, you know, let the other person know how you feel and so that they can make the adjustments. Sometimes people are so caught up in their lives,
yes,
that, you know, they don't realize.
That's so true.
And then also a lot of times your boss and your boss's boss and everybody it trickles down to putting pressure on them, and then they put pressure on the other boss and then the other management, and then it goes down to you or, you know, whatever position you're in, and it trickles down. And I'm just saying that when you start to work as a team, when you start to work, you know, as a unit, and everyone collectively, you know, works for the better good of the overall situation, it's a win-win. It makes the day go by fast. It makes the atmosphere happier.
Right.
It's just a better atmosphere. It makes you want to wake up
right.
each morning and say, I can't wait to go to work, or
yeah,
I can't wait to go away with this person or whatever.
It's true. It's so much fun when you're not alone. And even in the workplace, when you know that you're working as a team effort, it's so much more enjoyable than being on your own and having to do things by yourself, you know? So what Artie says is very true. And so how do you say thank you? What's adequate to say thank you?
Oh, thank you. Well,
plain thank you?
Sometimes it's just an acknowledgement of a thank you. Sometimes it's a nice little gift. Sometimes it's giving somebody that you know that they would love something special. And it doesn't have to be tickets to a concert. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes it could be their favorite treat. It could be, you know, strawberries with chocolate. It could be Dunkin' Donuts. It could be Starbucks. It could be something that you know that they love, getting them their favorite sandwich, doing something special for them that you know that they personally love. And what I found out from a beautiful friend many, many years ago, I was in my mid-20s, and my friend...
That was many, many years.
Yeah. I told you,
many years ago.
My friend Jennifer, who does astrology, she says, Artie, she says, let me give you a little advice about the human spirit. She goes, everybody has a niche in life. Everyone has something that's warm to their heart. Help them find it. Help them get it. And they will open up their world to you. They will open up their heart to you.
That is a lot of wisdom in there.
Yeah. And so whatever it is, their favorite this, their favorite that, is it their kids? Is it their dog? Is it their that? Is it their... But, you know, you do it from your heart. You do it from your heart and just help them, assist them at whatever. And how can you not?
How can you not?
When something so dear, everybody has their own, what they love in life or what's special to them. And so you enhance it. You do what you can.
We
got to go to a break right now.
Okay. Well, just let me say one more thing before we go. I hope my husband is listening, and my niche is Louis Vuitton luggage. So I don't know. I just hope he's listening.
Okay. All right. Stick around, everybody, and Louis Vuitton. Please, all of you, stick around, and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.